Now, another Astros podcast.
Tip is set. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Adams strikes out, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros sweep a two-game set in Atlanta, winning tonight by a final of 10-4. That is four straight wins for the Astros.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch, and swept the two-game series in Atlanta. First ever visit to SunTrust Park for the Astros, and wound up with 26 runs and 45 hits. And the offense really was clicking on all cylinders for both of those games.
Yeah, we swung the bat very well, played very well defensively. We pitched pretty well. So we played really complete baseball, came away with two wins. Which is nice. You know, we continue to play well on the road, continue to pile up wins, and you know, this team continues to be pretty special.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you think back to the 2015 Astros that made the playoffs. The question was, why can't this team win on the road? But, I mean, this year it's just completely flipped, and it seems like they're, well, record-wise, they are better on the road than they are at home.
Yeah, no, we're winning everywhere, but it's nice to feel comfortable really in any ballpark, and our guys are really embracing coming to the ballpark, trying to win every day. We're putting a lot of emphasis on doing some of the little things right. The offense continues to be long, and as our pitching gets healthier, things should get better.
You got a start from Joe Musgrove coming back from AAA after making one start down there, one out shy of completing six innings, and that fifth inning got away from him a little bit, but other than that, pitched really well.
He did pitch well, and you know, the two out hits, you know, got him in the fifth inning. They got four runs, and you know, really didn't drive the ball against him as much as they did just put back-to-back-to-back good at-bats together. So, you know, I like the fact that he came in a little bit more aggressive. His tone that he set at the beginning of the game was really good. He used his pitches effectively and pounded the strike zone. He had very, very few balls on the day against a team that swings a lot. You know, he didn't need to make quality pitches, and he did.
How important can it be sometimes for a pitcher like Joe, who is really struggling up here, to just go down to AAA, even if it's just for a few days, and just kind of reset and recharge?
It's important to decompress, and especially for a young pitcher who, you know, everybody wants to be a part of this team. They want to be part of the reasons why we're doing well, and anybody that's struggling feels the responsibility to, you know, to pick it up a little bit. The trip to AAA was good for him mentally. You know, physically, he made one start, was able to walk away from that outing a success. He comes back up, and I know the four runs are going to frustrate him a little bit, but all in all, pitched very well. So it's a breath of fresh air sometimes, even though the players don't usually want it, or there's no reason for them to want to enjoy being in the minors. This type of situation was good for him.
Now in Toronto, playing a Blue Jays team that had pretty high expectations coming in, but they've certainly struggled to out of the gate and have struggled to really get some traction. But, I mean, you look up and down this lineup, you look at their pitching staff, you look at their bullpen, a lot of talent on this team.
Yeah, they're dangerous, and they're, you know, they've played very well to get themselves back at least within range of 500, which reminds me of last season with us. They started very poorly like we did. They got as close as they could to 500. They've fallen off a little bit. But when you look at the lineup, and there's Batista, and there's Russell Martin, and Tulowitzki, and Donaldson, Justin Smoke's having a spectacular season, they're not easy to pitch to, and their pitching staff's gotten beat up a little bit. There could be some offensive opportunities for us. But, again, this league will teach you that anybody can beat you any given time. I know they haven't had the season that they've wanted so far, but they'd want nothing better than to beat us up a little bit this weekend.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Here's the 2-2, and he hits it past the shortstop into center field around third base, Aoki, and Springer drives in the go-ahead run for the Astros. It's a 5-4 ball game.
Pope down the left field line, and that's a base hit, and that's rolling toward the warning track. Aoki can walk home as Reddick will go into second with his second double of the night, and the Astros lead is 8-4.
This double thing's become an epidemic for the Astros. That's six doubles tonight after seven in the last two games.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a four-game set with the Toronto Blue Jays, and I've got the color radio analyst for the Blue Jays, Joe Siddle, former Major League catcher. And when you look at this season the Blue Jays are having right now, six games under 500, I believe, right now, the expectations were much better, Joe.
Yeah, spring training, everybody came out, and it was going to be a repeat, hopefully, or maybe go that one step further. The Blue Jays went to the ALCS in back-to-back seasons, and it was nothing like that. April was just horrendous. The team did not hit at all. May, they bounced back, and I really attribute a lot of it to the bats. May, they bounced back. It was great. It looked like the offense was back. And then things went south again in June, so it's just been that down, up, down thing, trying to turn things around. They just took two out of three from the Yankees, swung the bats a little bit better. That's very encouraging. You know, it's funny. It's a very veteran type lineup, and we use the word veteran. It seems though when the team's swinging it well. But when they're not,
it's code word for
it's old. So it looks like they're coming around. I don't think these guys fall off a cliff that fast, yeah, career-wise. So I think the bats are slowly coming back, and they'll be certainly a good test against the Astros.
One of the things that John Gibbons wanted to do is just switch things up in the lineup. And Jose Bautista at the top of the lineup. The Astros have George Springer, who has 25 homers at the leadoff spot. Starting to see more and more teams get one of those on-base guys, but also a guy who can inflict some damage early.
Yeah, two very different lineups. When I look at the Astros lineup, you can construct it any way you want, and I think they're going to score a lot of runs. With the Blue Jays, Kevin Pillar was the leadoff hitter coming out of spring training. For the most part, was doing great, had a good month and a half or so, and it looked like a new Kevin Pillar. This is a guy that didn't walk a whole lot, so he was not an ideal candidate in the leadoff spot, but he was hitting over 300. He was starting to take some pitches, take some walks on occasion, but that kind of ran dry around the middle of May, late May, so things turned, and John Gibbons just really out of necessity. I think Devin Travis would have been the ideal candidate, a fine hitter, does not walk a whole lot either, but swings the bat very well, hits a lot of doubles, goes line to line, but he got hurt, so the next best option was Jose Bautista. And are you wasting a little power at the top of the lineup? Possibly, but like you're saying with George Springer, if he can get on base a lot, and that's what I think Jose does, he continues to draw his walks, he's got a great knowledge of the strike zone, so it has helped, and he's fit very well at the top.
Where do you feel like the pitching stands right now? Obviously, things start with the rotation. How's the rotation right now?
You know, the rotation was best in the American League last year, as we all know, and I think that's really what carried this team to the postseason. And right this year, it's just been really a lot of trouble since the beginning. Aaron Sanchez went down with his fingernail issue and then a blister. He's been on the disabled list three times. He won the ERA title last year, so that's, you know, how much you miss that. Marco Estrada has just not been himself, and he has been so good in a Blue Jays uniform, especially in the postseason, so that's been a big trouble spot. Jay Happ spent some time on the disabled list. He is back, and not only is he back, but he's excellent again. He is back to the 20-win Jay Happ that we saw last year. That's very encouraging. Francisco Liriano's kind of been that Jekyll and Hyde. Got great stuff, but just don't necessarily know if you're going to get it each time out. So it's the inconsistency that this team has really battled. Injury is a problem, but it's all around baseball. Nobody's going to feel sorry for yourself, but it seems like any time they've tried to replace somebody, call them up from AAA, the job just does not get done. It's a big drop-off.
And obviously, the Astros are facing Liriano tonight. You said the Jekyll and Hyde type of thing. What types of teams give him the most trouble? Have you seen it?
I think this team could, and the reason I say that is because they swing the bats very well. And then one thing with Francisco is if he can be in the strike zone, that's when he's best. He gets in trouble because he's got a very violent delivery, and you'll see that tonight. Violent, but sometimes he just pulls off the baseball. You'll see him fall off to the third base side, and he usually misses up and away arm side. And if your guys are disciplined enough to keep him in the zone, that's where he can do some damage. But when he's on, he's very good because he's got electric stuff. Got very good fastball, moves a lot. His slider is electric, and he'll also mix in the changeup. Three pitches that are all very, very good when he is on and when he is in the zone. If he's not in the zone, it's going to be a short night probably for him.
All right, that's Joe Siddle with the Toronto Blue Jays trying to pinpoint that accent. What is that, Tyler, Texas?
Canada, son.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.